Dear Flossy and Cindy, this is your old buddy Carly talking to you from Vietnam in Quan Nai, telling you that you can stand by. I'll be coming home pretty soon to visit, not as soon as I anticipated, but pretty soon. And if you haven't received my letter by now telling you I'd be delayed a little while due to transportation problems here in from Saigon out, then this tape will be the first word you'll get telling you that I won't get home until after the 20th. But as I said in my letter, the later I get home, the later I'll leave. So I'm sorry that we have to change some of the appointments was made for the dentist and my eyes, but we'll have a good time when I get there, and it won't be too long from now. In fact, I've sent in and asked them to give me the date of departure for the 23rd of this month. That will give you at least a couple of more weeks to get everything ready, and I'm sure by then the transportation will be all set and the backlog of people they have to carry will be fixed up, and I should be home about on the 23rd, sometime about 8 o'clock in the evening. I hope you haven't, honey, started your new tape recorder and have it playing, because I think you'll enjoy it and it's very easy to run. I think that by the time you get this tape, you'll be playing it on this tape on the new machine, because Lou or George String can tell you how to play it, how easy it is. I think there's a set of instructions with it. So I hope you don't, I hope you go ahead and use it. I think that, as I say, by the time I get home, you'll have her all set up. Now let's see, I'll be coming home, I should be leaving here on the 23rd. And the way the schedule is, I should be getting home on the evening of the 23rd in your, at your place, at Denver, about 8 o'clock at night, sometime about 8:30. But I'll give you a schedule in plenty of time and tell you what time to meet me, and maybe if I get to Honolulu, I can give you a message or a telephone call and tell you when I will be home and the exact time. So, stand by, kid. I feel a little bit disappointed that I couldn't get home sooner, but as I say, I'll just be home that much later, so that is to our benefit also. The reason for most of this delay in transportation is probably things you've read in the paper. The VEC and the North Vietnamese government have been trying to disrupt most of our efforts here in South Vietnam, and to prove whatever they're trying to prove by forcing their way and will upon these South Vietnamese, so that I think that if they're trying to get to a conference table, they'll have a show of strength to bargain with at a conference. This also indicates that they might be in their last throes The North Vietnamese might be in the last throes of attempting to maintain the pressure on South Vietnam. They might be ready to go to the bargain table. We hope so. We think that they don't have too much to bargain with because they've sent their troops down here in violation of the treaties that have been that were held in 52 or 3 or later. And we're confident that pretty soon this trouble that's been going on will be over, and we're confident also that it won't be long before the North Vietnam will pull their troops out of here and South Vietnam will be able to run their own government and do exactly as they want to do, set up a democratic process of government for the people and to help the people. And we're sure that this is the way it's going to be because that's the way it's got to be. Everything is fine here in Ho Quan Nai. The province senior advisor, Jim May, went home on some recruiting business, and he's not here right now. We have a very fine Lieutenant Colonel in the Marine Corps who's acting as the province senior advisor, or PSA, as we call him. And we have a very fine Army Colonel who is the MACV head, or the military head of the advisory group. And they're very well organized. They've been trained in the business of the military and administration, and we get along real fine. We still have a heck of a lot of refugees, and this trouble that you've probably read about in the papers for the past week or so has made them restless, and there's a lot of them moving around. We can't tie them down. They just they don't have their own piece of ground to stay on and live on. Their homes have been disrupted, and when the VC run through the country like this, why, these people try to get out of the line of fire or the trouble that's caused and waste and harassment of the Viet Cong. And consequently, they build up along main highway where the district can take care of them and supply them with commodity or food. And this puts a little added burden on the province chiefs who have to see that the food comes in, and of course on USAID, who help our service chiefs as the welfare and refugee chiefs. But it just adds more work. We're pretty well set up. We're very fortunate here in this province to have been able to have some commodity on hand, and we'll be able to take care of all the emergency feeding that goes on. And I think that the